In a press statement Monday, the UN Human Rights Commission calls on the government of South Sudan to immediately remove from office and investigate governors and county commissioners whose actions allegedly resulted in systematic sexual violence. Yasmin Suka is the commission chairperson.
I think enough evidence exists to identify them, and the government ought to take action against them. Then, of course, the government should pass legislation to incorporate command and superior responsibility so that we don't only hold foot soldiers available.
The statement was released ahead of the International Conference on Preventing Sexual Violence in London this week. South Sudan repeatedly has pledged to tackle sexual violence. In 2014, President Salva Kiir signed a joint communique with the UN agreeing to be a champion in the fight against conflict-related sexual violence. In 2015, the opposition SPLM-AIO announced its action plan to tackle sexual violence and an implementation plan. In 2019, the army unveiled a plan to tackle sexual violence. And in 2020, South Sudan started a gender-based violence court in Juba. Suka says gang rape remains one of the main ways in which women and girls are attacked in the ongoing conflicts. The vast majority of cases go unreported because of fear of rejection by families and communities. Suka says what is disheartening is that many women in South Sudan continue being subjected to sexual abuse, while the men responsible for their suffering are promoted and rewarded. The UN Commission says it has reasonable grounds to believe that earlier this year, a government-appointed county commissioner in Unity State, who was present at systematic gang rapes at a cantonment site. The UN says this was part of a well-planned offensive against civilians in an area considered loyal to the opposition. The abuses allegedly involved beheadings, with rape victims being forced to carry the severed heads, victims being burnt alive, and days of brutal sexual assault by up to 10 men at a time against young women and girls.
What's different is the levels of brutality. In the recent experiences in Southern Unity State, men were beheaded and the victims of conflict-related sexual violence actually had to carry those severed heads. Then, of course, you're witnessing both the young and the elderly. I mean, girls as young as 9 are being gang raped. And it's not just once. I mean, if you talk to the women, they are periodic episodes over time. And in a particular case, women who had fistula injuries. Women in South Sudan are beginning to normalize that conflict-related sexual violence is amongst the many violations they suffer. And at the end of the day, they ask the question, what is actually going to be done to assist them? They're tired of giving their stories and testimonies because they actually see no action to both hold those who are responsible accountable or to alleviate their plight. And that's really what the government ought to be doing, which is to deal with them in a way which not just acknowledges the violations, but also addresses the harm and the consequences as well.
Suka says the international community should set up a hybrid court for South Sudan as soon as possible to address widespread impunity for conflict-related sexual violence.
The international community can, of course, always put pressure on South Sudan, but the most immediate, I think, would be to find ways of supporting South Sudanese civil society who actually deal with survivors. But, of course, we need to always ensure that there's accountability and transparency around this kind of funding. And if it goes to the government without it actually being used for survivors, then of course there's a challenge, and I think that's the responsibility that lies with the international community as well.
The UN Human Rights Commission says impunity for sexual violence cuts across all political factions in South Sudan. The commission notes the opposition appointed as governor of Western Equatoria, a militia leader turned military officer who was in command in 2018 for the abduction, rape, torture and sexual slavery of more than 400 women and girls. Pok Both Balwang, the director of information for the Sudan People's Liberation Movement in opposition, says the opposition SPLM-AIO is committed to its plan to tackle sexual violence. Balwang says the SPLM-AIO has disciplined some of its officers accused of sexual violence.
Well, we have three governors in South Sudan. The governor of Western Bargazal, the governor of Western Equatoria, and Upper Nile. And none of them has been accused of, such violences that you have mentioned in that report. So they cannot just be relieved or sacked for no reason.
Several calls to Michael Makuei, South Sudan's information minister and government spokesperson, went unanswered. His staff said he was in Ethiopia and could not comment. Major General Lul Rai Kong, the armed forces spokesperson, says the military has been punishing soldiers found guilty of sexual violence.
The issue of sexual violence against civilians, some incidents were recorded in Yei River County. We at least on three or four occasions sent mobile courts, military mobile court to Yei to address the same issue. And we have been convicting suspects. We even recently, as early as 2 months ago, we did court martials. The verdicts for court martials were announced here at General Headquarters in Bilpam. Those who were accused of maybe violating the rights of women in Yei, they were convicted, sentenced to various terms in prison, some were dismissed from military service. The same thing, we send a mobile court to Unity State, to Upper Nile, to Jonglei State to address the issue of sexual violence against women. So if they are saying that we have been doing very little, that's not correct. Whenever we receive reports of such violations, the culprits would be arrested, they would be tried before competent military courts. So if they are saying that we have not been doing enough, no, that's not true.
Armed groups, including the organized forces, have committed widespread rape as part of military tactics, according to a UN report released in March. The UN report holds government and military leaders responsible for failing to punish those involved. The UN Commission on Human Rights is mandated to collect and preserve evidence for use in a future hybrid court. Efforts to set up the court have been delayed for many years. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.